Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Got your host, James, behind the mic. We're joined by Laura.
Hello.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We hope you're having a good one out there. We're going to have some fun in a little bit, getting some entertainment news. Got that coming up for you. We're going to talk about Gen Z's most trusted brands, getting into that one as well. But it is a Thursday in the 10 o'clock hour. We all know what that means. It is time for a Pet of the Week with our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society. We've got Denise joining us. Denise, always good to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Yay. How are things going over at the shop?
Really, really good. We're inundated with dogs and cats, but things are going so well. We have great staff, great volunteers.
And that makes a difference,
yep,
man.
It does.
Very good to hear. Denise, have you ever heard of the Hambone Awards?
No.
Every year we do this segment. At least I should say the last 3 or 4 years, they've been doing this. The Nationwide Pet Insurance Company has their 17th annual. We've been covering it for about 4 or 5 years, but they do this Hambone Awards, which highlights the most odd things, pet insurance claims. Yeah, insurance claims for people's pets.
Oh boy,
yeah.
I can only imagine.
There's so many good ones. If you and your staff need a palate cleanser, this is a great one to go to because for one, all the animals are okay. But there's just some great stories here of like the cat named Salem who was suspected of swallowing an AirPod. They took it in for a vet visit. It wasn't in there.
Really?
But she found it. She found the thing. So there's some great ones there. Yeah. Encourage you to check out.
Will do.
Fun
Thanks.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Who do we have rolling along my feed over here?
This is Magnifico. He's an orange tabby, about 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the older cats at our facility. Granted, the average age of most of what we have right now is about 8 months old.
Right, because 3 is not an old cat.
No. He's pretty young, but he's usually very snuggly, and when you pick him up, he like rubs his face on you. But he is very anxious this morning, and that is okay.
It's his first time on air.
Yeah, he's on air and not loving it.
Boy, if you guys heard my first shift on air, it was much worse, much worse. He's very sweet. Also curious.
Yeah. Once he calms down, he's very sweet.
As I was just saying to Ashley out there, I said that he's definitely got meathead potential.
I agree.
And you like that in a cat sometimes,
right.
You know?
Certainly the kind of orange traditional coat you're used to, but I feel like it's darker, like a darker orange, and I really
he's
like
a real
that.
Ginger.
I really like that. Yeah.
He's
oh, yeah,
beautiful.
Ginger. That's
truly
a good way to put
ginger.
It.
Yes. I love it.
Mentioned he is 3, so he has all of the fixins, all
he
the
does.
Shots.
He's neutered, vaccinated, and microchipped.
Yeah, it looks like he just got his microchip. He's got a little scratch on his shoulder right now.
Yeah,
yep.
Not too long ago. That was a reaction, they said, to the microchip.
Yeah.
And not a lot of background on him?
Nope.
Kind of just a foster.
Came in as a stray, and just he's been a wonderful, he's so good at the shelter. Mm. The volunteers love him, the staff love him.
Well, that's just it. It's a handsome cat.
He's
a very handsome cat.
Yeah.
I don't mean this in anything against other cats or anything like that, but a lot of the time you can tell, this cat has been wild. This cat has been, this cat looks like it's been had a good life. And again, it's polite. It's it is curious and running around, but it's not
sure
like scratching me or anything.
True.
It's not,
he's not yowling
just sniffing,
or growling.
Just sniffing, not even licking me, just sniffing. My fur brother does
feet.
More to me when I bring him into the studio.
Well, that might be it. You might be sniffing Sammy on your
feet. That's right. That's right. Yeah. When it comes to a cat like this and the right family for it, are there any kind of like outliers we're looking for? Or any family? Come one, come all.
Yeah. Come one, come all. This cat seems to be cat friendly. So families that have other cats and want to add another one or dogs too. He doesn't seem too anxious around dogs. He doesn't get, growly and angry around dogs.
So that's how he got the name Magnifico.
That is top tier.
It's rare. Mm-hmm. It seems rare that you find an animal, another cat that's okay with cats that have already had an establishment in the home, but then a dog too. Wow, Magnifico, you really are magnificent.
So families with pets, families that want one more pet, or families who want an only cat, Magnifico's your guy.
He is, and we would absolutely encourage meet and greets because you never know if the Magnifico's going to like your other pets or your kids. So please, if you're interested, come and meet him.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It sounds like there's a phone off the hook somewhere, and I'm just trying to figure out where that might be. Over here on the side, Laura, if you wouldn't mind looking. Thank you. Denise, when it comes to this kind of cat in particular, I also wanted to say that I think that somebody like somebody retired or somebody that, you know, maybe just retired, and if you're looking not only for hobbies or things to do, but something to come home to, things like that.
Perfect for that.
He really is. Yeah. It's just the first meeting him seems like a great cat for. So I don't know that there's anybody out there listening that he would not fit with. It would not be a good fit.
Right. It kind of seems like it. And like I said, he's been there for like a month or so, and he's been overlooked because people want the kittens. But this cat is already tried and true and doesn't require any additional kitten work.
Magnifico found our secret. He found our secret other phone that he knocked off the hook. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Oh, that's okay. He's a cat. He's doing cat stuff.
This is the purpose of the segment, Magnifico. He gets the segment.
That
he
was
gets
it. He wasn't going to meow into a microphone and be rude about it. He just knocked on the phone.
Now, if I plan to knock the phone over, it's not funny. It's not, it's like, James, you're just a klutz. But if Magnifico does it, it's hilarious. This is live radio. This is great.
That's what that sound was, everyone.
And he doesn't realize it, but he's selling himself right now.
He is selling
himself because his curiosity and his interest at that, I think, is one of the selling points to me, especially with cats.
Mm-hmm.
It's just easier for our brain to lump things into things. And cats are this way. Dogs are this way. I have met so many dogs that are cat dogs. And I've met so many cats that are my old cat that I talk about all the time, Hemingway. Yeah. That was a dog.
He was a dog cat.
I have no doubt that Hemingway was part dog.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, it's something about these animals that I think you have to really be around them to truly get an idea of what they're like.
Yeah, they all are very unique, and they all have their own separate personalities.
Yeah. Animals are cool.
They are.
When it comes to stuff going on over at the shop, you got events coming up and things like that.
We do, yeah. Our big 5K9 mm-hmm. walk run is coming up September 20th. Registration's live. We encourage you to go to our website, and it'll take you, there's a link to take you to the One Cause page, and you can register online there. You can stop in. You can register day of if you'd like to.
That's SWCHS.com.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
All right.
That'll be taking place 8 a.m. Lake Wazeecha. Beautiful Lake Wazeecha, I should say.
Yes.
And mark your calendar September 20th. That's over a month away. No, it's right around the corner.
It really is, I promise.
Yeah, it's so quick. It happens so fast. And once you register, once you get set up, you're ready to go and all that. So
absolutely.
Make sure to do that.
Get your t-shirt. All kinds of fun stuff. Prizes.
Absolutely.
I want to do it just for the shirt.
The shirt sounds like a good deal.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity to get some exercise, especially as we're getting closer to colder weather, and a great way to put back into our community.
Mm-hmm.
Buy local, support local. Supporting these events with our humane societies and our nonprofits is how we keep them running and how we keep them healthy and going.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you so much. Thank you very much for not only coming in, Denise, but bringing in a Magnifico. That's
Thank
awesome.
You.
We appreciate that.
It's great to meet you.
You and the staff, you guys have a great week. Say hi to everybody for us, and we'll hang out again next week.
Thank you so much for having us.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk to you soon, Magnifico. He's an awesome cat. Find out more about your Humane Society. Head on over there. You can stop by at 3621 64th Street North, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Bring all your pet needs or things that you can, wet cat food, things like that they can always use.
Yes.
Of course, you can email them, office@swchs.com. You can give them a call, 715-423-0505, or make sure to stop by their Facebook page and like it and share their post on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. And of course, that website, swchs.com, swchs.com. Be listening next Thursday for another opportunity to hear our Pet of the Week with Denise in the Southwood County Humane Society. We'll be back with more show.
Drums, please.
Welcome back, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One might even say.
Mm-hmm. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us over here. Mm-hmm. I want to say a big thank you to Denise and Magnifico for joining us.
Yes.
Find out more about your local Humane Society. Support local, everybody. Get on over to SWCHS.com and follow along with what they're doing.
Magnifico is curious but polite.
I've got to talk about this because we are a talk show, and we, of course, we work in the podcast world as well.
We do.
More on that later with the Rapids Report and some of the other work we do around here.
Yeah.
But yesterday, 1.3 million fans tuned into the Kelce Brothers podcast, New Heights. to watch live Taylor Swift, and it broke the internet. It's another one of those things.
She has another album coming out, guys.
As a side note, we got to come up with a better phrase than broke the internet.
The internet didn't break this time, guys.
It never breaks. It's always working. It can't be broken.
The internet was fine.
We need to come up with a better phrase. Here are, oh my God, 10 takeaways. I don't want to go through
all of these.
That's too many
takeaways.
I can't do it. I'm not trying to be a jerk here.
She's engaged to the guy. The couple is adorable, and she has a new album coming out, and they just launched this podcast. So she announced it on the podcast. Come on.
One thing she didn't talk about that I would like to see her address, actually two things I would, but one of them more in particular. One, I read today about an article, a lawsuit that she had back in 2017 about a guy who was groping her, a producer, and her coming out and bringing it to court, and she won, and the court settlement was for $1. Because she didn't want the money, she just wanted to bring attention. All that. I don't know why people don't note that about her career more often. I just learned that today, in 2025, and I'd never heard that about her. And I'm like, oh my! Especially as much as I care about
it was the principle of the thing.
Going against domestic violence, how anti that I am, being on the Family Center board. I was a little surprised that I had not heard that before. I wanted to credit her.
That's really kind of cool.
But also. She has been in the works behind the scenes for a long time to get to own her music, to buy her music catalog.
She's been doing a lot of work to get that.
During that time, she has been doing something called, the Taylor Tapes or whatever, or the Taylor's Version?
Taylor's Version.
Where she's re-recording her music and putting out albums that she already had.
Yep.
And in
so that
process,
she's getting the money for those.
Right. So she's making money off of albums she already sold, but she's getting the money. But then in the whole time she's been doing this, behind the scenes, she's been working to own her own music.
So that she'll get the money for either version that plays now.
So, I mean, like, that's awfully shady. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's shady. Because you just took what you just did to your fan base is they just went out and bought their music, your music again, so that you could get all the money. And now as the whole time you knew that you were going to be able to buy your whole catalog.
Well, there's an element of that to it. I hear you. But her fans wanted her to be able to buy the previous versions and get paid for her work back then, too. It's about supporting the artist.
Oh, I get what it's about.
Because this particular industry is very bad to artists. And even this one, she made a lot of money despite it. And
she owned an island long before this.
Right.
She was doing fine.
Right. I'm not saying she needs money.
No, I know.
I'm saying that she should be getting all of the credit for her music, not the production company. And if credit means money, then that's what it means.
She shared the 12-song track list, which includes a feature with Sabrina Carpenter, as well as the release date. It comes out October 3rd. There won't be any bonus songs. Quote, there's no other songs coming. There's not a 13th. She chose the color orange because it feels like the kind of energetic how her life is right now. Taylor's goal for the album was to create, quote, melodies that are so infectious that you're angry at it, in lyrics that are just as vivid.
Okay.
Travis says all 12 songs are bangers. Quote, it's a lot more upbeat and it's a lot more like fun pop. It's excitement.
Sure.
And then he was comparing it to her Tortured Poets album, saying that it's a much different vibe, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor says there are do's and don'ts of leaving Easter eggs for fans that'll always point to her music and never her personal life.
Okay.
So she's saying kind of outright that...
I'm not sharing my personal life with you guys.
Right, right. They don't read too much into these songs, it sounds like, at least.
Yeah.
Which seems a little bit different than the way she's written in the past.
Right, which is honestly good because of the content, the subject matter that she usually deals with. It makes sense that she make it clear to her fans, hey guys, these songs are not about anybody you know. They're just about...
She's currently obsessed with making sourdough bread and says she talks about bread 60% of the time. So is that what her songs are about? I love the idea of Taylor Swift.
God, I want her to write a sourdough bread song
like just a whole album of just about bread.
Taylor, I'm begging you. I would actually buy that album. I've never bought a Taylor Swift album in my life, but if she wrote one about sourdough bread, I would.
Also, I think noteworthy about a lot of this, too, is her being able to continue a career, this mm-hmm. run. We don't see it often in pop music, where an artist can be relevant multiple decades. She's going on her second year. She's been around a long time now, and still breaking the internet, if you will.
Being
able to do these things. I understand the pushback of this. I have it myself to a degree, even though I like Travis Kelce and I like the Kelce brothers and all that. And I don't have anything against Taylor Swift. I just don't have a feeling about her.
No.
I am Switzerland when it comes to her. I don't have a care for her music, certainly.
Sure.
I'm not her wheelhouse. I'm not her market. But I do admire and appreciate some of the things she has done with her career.
Yeah.
So, you know, her as a person, I'm Switzerland on, and her music, it's not for me. It's not meant for me.
At the end of the day, she's still a billionaire, and you don't get to be a billionaire without doing some shady stuff.
That's the truth.
That's just what it is. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't care what the billionaire is that you're looking up to. That's the fact of the matter.
Yeah. Kevin Hart is teaming up with Netflix for a new competition series to find the next big stand-up comedian. He'll be joined by a group of comics who will be announced at a later date. Mm-hmm. Netflix says the contestants will, quote, face rigorous tests that mirror the real-life journey of a comedian, from brutal open mics to bombing sets and rewrites to the pressure of big stage performances. The competition will give viewers an unvarnished look at comedy's darkest corners and brightest spotlights, with challenges inspired by some of the comics' actual career trajectories. How is this any different than Last Comic Standing?
It's the Last Comic Standing.
It's Last Comic Standing. That's what it is, isn't it?
It's the Last Comic Standing, but Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Like, if I'm the owners of Last Comic Standing, I'm like, hey, like, wait a minute.
Hey, that's familiar,
that's
guys.
That's copywritten. Like, the show doesn't have a title yet, obviously.
I have an idea.
And there will be, right? And there will be 8 episodes. It's set to come out sometime next year. I will say 2 things real quickly about this. One, any opportunity for comedians to get a break, I'm all for. I don't care. I hate reality TV, but if it's given creatives an opportunity, more power to you. Take that opportunity. Mm-hmm. I heard about this story first before Kevin Hart's name attached to it because of a good friend of mine, Will, who has been a stand-up comedian for 20-some years.
Sure.
And Will has made a career in the industry with having consistent work and not being too big.
Sure.
For him, he doesn't care about that stuff, but he also doesn't want to be too big because he gets pulled from gigs and all of a sudden he has to be away from home and he doesn't like that.
Sure.
He heard about this opportunity and was the first time he has ever thought about leaving, you know, the state of California, really,
and trying,
and leaving and doing something like that. For him to do that at his age, because he's around my age, he's just a couple years younger than me.
Not decrepit. He's got time.
I'm just saying that the age range they're looking for these comedians is a wide gamut, it sounds like, which I think is a really smart idea.
Yeah, I agree. Especially for comics.
One of my favorite stories in SNL history will always be, I just had it. I just had her name. Leslie. The
one that's on SNL, Jones.
Leslie Jones, in her 40s, making her big break and everything and getting my dream job. That's
now
cool.
She's doing the Olympics.
I think it's a cool gig or a cool opportunity for not only these comedians, but even for Netflix, who is really struggling right now to really get people to want to watch. Why are you watching Netflix?
Like, yeah, they're calling up Kevin Hart.
They're bringing in the big gun. Thank you. You teed me up because Kevin Hart's a name attached to this. I understand that Kevin Hart's had some movies that are bombs. I know that not everything he's done is great. The majority of stuff, he is incredibly smart.
People still
with this
like
stuff.
Him.
And he's been smart. As much as you see him, as much as he's doing commercials, he has also been smart about the choices he makes.
Sure.
I like Shaq. I think Shaquille O'Neal's great, but Shaquille won't say no to nothing.
Right.
Believe it or not, Kevin Hart is saying no to things.
Right.
So the things he's saying yes to, his gut is telling him, his people are telling him, hey, this is a smart opportunity.
This is a wise one. Yeah.
Maybe this turns into something. I hope it does, not for Netflix, but for the hope
for
of these
comics.
Comedians.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the opportunity for that. We'll see what happens. But if you want to apply, you can.
Oh.
They are taking applications. Now, this was just opened up. This was open to more of your coast comedians, East, West Coast comedians at first. Now they're kind of getting it open for everybody. And I'm looking at it, and it's not a lot of, it's not a heavy registration or anything. Go to uscastingreach.com, website I have booked. But also, if you just throw this into your search engine, you should be able to find it. Yeah. If you're having a really hard time, reach out to us. You know,
that's
reach
true.
Out to
James
us.
Has a link.
Yeah, I
maybe
have got
I'll
the
put
link.
It in. I'll put it in the show notes.
I am bookmarking it right now for you. Because I'd love the opportunity of anybody local, you know, getting a shot. Hey,
give us a call if you get in there, huh?
Now that I'm thinking about it, I'd like to see our good friend in there. I don't want to say his name because I don't want to put him on the spot. But somebody we work very closely with, and Jane works very closely with, and has an amazing beard. Also runs a comic store in Madison. But I'm not going to say his name just because I don't want to put him on the spot. Like, I might as well. I don't know what I'm doing. One of the things I did want to encourage everybody to do is get to WFHR.com and sign up for that newsletter.
Ooh, yeah.
We are excited about this new one. We've got a great new newsletter lined up for you, everybody. Yeah. We want you to be a part of it. If you are interested in Central Wisconsin news, we are your one-stop shop.
We are.
I got it all there for you. I'm looking at it, and there are a couple of great articles that are already that I heard are in the works. Mm-hmm. Find out for yourself by getting to WFHR.com and signing up for that newsletter.
Yep, you will get it in your email inbox without any farther work from you every Thursday at noon.
Our staff, pretty much everybody but a couple of us around here, are down there at Lunch by the River.
Yep, we're the only ones left.
Head on down there, everybody. Get some food. Bring your appetite. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to seeing everybody at Lunch by the River today, 11:30 to 1 over at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park.
Yep.
We'll take a time out. When we come back, we have celebrities and their weird collections. 10 celebrities with strange, wildly expensive collections. I forgot the expensive part. I got to throw that in there.
Sure.
That's important. We'll be back after our news, sports, and entertainment break on The Morning Show at WFHR. Quintessential 80s beat for the summer.
Yeah.
Has to be played every summer. Laura and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a fantastic Thursday out there. Happy Thursday.
It is Thursday
Eve.
All day.
I got thrown off. Quinn threw me off a little bit. That's all right. That's all right. We are getting into a fun one right here, kind of extending our entertainment topic a little bit, but the different one, kind of a different angle.
Sure, yeah.
If you were rich and famous, what would you collect? 715-424-2600. Call up, join the conversation. You can also reach us through the Civic Media app. Feel free to text us. I got my phone right here to make sure to catch any of those texts. What would you collect? Now, Laura, I'm throwing this one at you. Off the top of your head, is there anything that comes to mind, anything you can think of?
Plants.
Plants.
I would have a greenhouse that is also my kitchen. I would collect plants.
So, and probably would spend a good amount of that change on the greenhouse itself, I bet, you know. Yeah.
Yes, and then I would also spend a lot of money on fancy rocks.
Because I guess I hadn't thought of this before, but yeah, there's expensive plants. Yeah.
There are rare, difficult to find, hard to cultivate plants. Mm-hmm. And if I had enough money to have the time to cultivate difficult to cultivate plants, oh man.
I've never really been in a point in life where I had a ton of money that I could throw around or anything like that. And I'm not very good at window shopping kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't like looking at stuff I'm never going to own. I have no interest in that. I could never understand MTV Cribs or Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous or any of these shows. They seem like taunting to me.
Do you ever scroll realtor.com?
You know, that is different. Yeah, no, it's not that different. No, it's not. You're right. So I've done that a little bit before, and I looked at houses and stuff. But it's so rare to me to come across a question that I haven't really like dove into or overthought or something, and I haven't really thought about this before.
It would be
what
pets.
I would collect.
You would have every animal that is homeless in the Tri-County area.
Wherever I live, that Humane Society, they're bored. They have nothing to do because I've taken all of their animals. Yes. You're 100% right.
All right, John Stewart.
Definitely what I'd probably do. maybe, you know, there's a lot of stories of celebrities with their famous collections and things. We have a list here of celebrities with strange, wildly expensive collections.
Sure.
I think the easiest
Jay Leno's cars.
That's one. one. That's probably the and that's not on here, so I'm glad you said that one. But that is one of the more known ones.
Right.
And right next to that, already after it, is Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage got in trouble famously with the IRS because he was buying all these weird items and
yeah,
wasn't
reporting
them.
Yeah, he's got some weird collections,
yeah.
He's a macabre collector.
He also has collected shrunken pygmy heads and haunted properties.
Yeah.
So not items.
He's like, buying houses,
like
castles.
Locations. Like, yeah.
Yeah. This is a very Nicolas Cage thing to do.
That's also, like, I'm not into, like, oh, that's a really, a big move, a boss move or whatever. But, like, I mean, man, do you collect houses? Or, no, I'm sorry, properties. Like, when that's your...
Haunted properties.
That's... I mean, that's a pretty baller collection right there.
I wonder. Okay, here's what I want to see.
Cards, like, oh,
are
you
ready?
Properties.
You're not ready. I want to see a comparison: Nicolas Cage's collection and Zach Bagans's collection.
Oh wow, yeah, that's gonna be interesting,
right?
Johnny Depp, he has an enormous Barbie collection, including limited edition like Beyonce and Elvis ones and all that. He says he used them to improvise scenes with his kids.
Sure.
But he actually famously brings worked on his roles, certain roles, of course, not all of them, but certain roles. He's really picked his brains kids about before and was
kids
worked
brains.
With them. You know, and stuff. Yeah. I think I like that opportunity. I think that's a cool kind of thing to do.
Yeah.
Rod Stewart, he spent almost 30 years building a massive model train city in his home.
That's kind of awesome. I kind of like model train people. I'm not going to lie.
It's inspired by mid-century Manhattan and Chicago. And there's a great YouTube video of it. If you want to go online and see it. And just as a side note, Rod Stewart, great narrator. Great narrator.
Oh, cute.
I wouldn't have thought of that. I kind of think of him as a little bit of a mumbler.
Yeah, sure.
He does when he's talking trains, he is all in.
He can just go.
Yeah, he is. He's got. And this.
Look at it. Oh, how cool.
If you've ever seen a model train like thing in somebody's basement before, times that by a billion. And imagine you had all the money and time in the world to do something like this and build it. Like, it takes up his basement. It's gigantic.
Yeah.
The skyscrapers are huge.
Look at this man's face when he's talking about it. Oh, my God. I love watching people talk about the things they're passionate about. And this is an awesome example of it. Like, I'm not even a huge Rod Stewart fan, and I'm loving that video.
I think by this point, almost everybody in our listenership has seen Rod Stewart and Rod Stewart doing something live. Maybe not in person, I mean, but just a video or something like that. And he's happy. He's famous for, you know, to bringing a soccer ball out on the stage and kicking it out to the audience and stuff. We've seen him happy.
Yeah.
You're 100% right. Mm-hmm. I've never seen Rod. I haven't.
He's having a great time.
I thought I had seen Rod
Stewart
happy.
Talking about his trains.
Yeah, he loves it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Among sports fans, the version of this, Nikola Jokic, the Joker in basketball, he's the greatest basketball player in the world, has been for like 4 or 5 years. Him and Giannis are neck and neck, but Joker has been MVP. Mm-hmm. He's incredible at basketball. Also, doesn't look like he cares.
Is he the one that's a goat farmer?
Horses. He has horses.
That's it.
In his native Serbia, in his native country, he raises and races horses, and that's where you see him passionate. His horse just a couple weeks ago won.
He just happens to be good at basketball, and it pays the bills.
A couple years ago, his team won the NBA Finals, and everybody's spilling champagne and all this. He's excited, but he's kind of like, okay, now I get to go home.
Yeah.
His horse just won a championship, and he's jumping up at this 7-foot-2 man. He's jumping up and down and hugging his horse and the rider and all that. And
way more excited.
Yeah, it looked like he had won the NBA championship. Like, So this is an example of these things. Tom Hanks, he owns more than 300 vintage typewriters from all over the world. Okay, now that I would do. That I would like to own.
Yeah,
that's
really
cool.
On brand also.
He says he still types letters off of them and uses them as gifts.
Of course he does.
Mike, could you imagine? I mean, getting a gift from Tom Hanks is one thing, but you get that's pretty cool.
A typewritten letter from him?
That's something.
That's cool.
Or one of the typewriters. He gives the typewriters away as gifts sometimes, too. Reese Witherspoon, one of the best. Mm-hmm. She has a vast collection of antique embroidered dresses, jackets, and accessories. Sure. She says it's a part of her Southern heritage.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yep.
Keith Sutherland owns 100 rare guitars.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
He plays them regularly, so it's just a rock hall style exhibit kind of thing.
Sure,
that
so
he has
just got
to
them
in
hung
his
up
home.
In a room and yeah. He just picks them up and plays them. That's cool.
I love this one. And an underrated actress, Penelope Cruz. Doesn't get talked about nearly enough. I don't believe that anybody will ever be able to play certain roles after she's done them. Like,
yeah,
she's
sure.
that kind of good.
Sure.
It's not unfortunate because I love Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
But it's almost as if we can only have one Latin like actress.
It's so not cool.
Sophia Loren went through this as an Italian actress.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Penelope Cruz is great. She's obsessed with coat hangers.
Oh, I'm sorry, Penelope.
And collects different shapes, sizes, and designs. She finds beauty in the craftsmanship.
That's okay.
That part I get 100%. There's something to that.
See, and I'm the person, you've seen the hangers in my house. They all look exactly the same by design.
Angelina Jolie, she collects antique and custom knives.
Yeah,
that is not surprising.
Very on brand as well.
It almost seems like if you were going to fill out a Mad Libs about Angelina Jolie,
if I was going to guess,
yeah,
I'd say knives or swords. Yeah.
And Sir Elton John, mm-hmm. He owns 15,000 pairs of sunglasses.
That's also incredibly on brand.
That was not me throwing a funny number out there. That is literally how many pairs of sunglasses that man owns. Many of which are custom made. It's big that he has an entire room dedicated to them.
Yeah.
A whole room dedicated to sunglasses. He also collects photographs and has more than 7,000 works of photographs.
Oh, cool.
It certainly makes sense because of, you know, we've seen him a million times mm-hmm. in a million different shows with
in
all
a million
different
pairs of glasses. Yeah,
but it looks like one came love of the sunglasses and the collecting of them came first. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I wonder how young he was when he learned he needed glasses, because I know that's probably part of it. He had to learn to love them before he got famous.
Yeah, you know, oddly enough, not a very confident guy early on in
mm-hmm.
life.
He was hiding behind him.
Most of them, yeah. And then the great Steve Martin, which is part of why we're doing
banjos.
This today on Steve Martin's birthday. He is known for having a serious fine art collection.
Oh.
But he's equally obsessed with rare banjos.
Ah, there it is.
As obviously he's been a banjo player for a long time mm-hmm. now and everything. And his, beautiful works.
Yeah.
I wonder if he looks at it this way too, because I saw a PBS thing on him where he was showing some of his art, but mm-hmm. then showing some of his banjos.
Mm-hmm.
And in the PBS thing, you could look it up online. I'm sure it's there. It goes like right away. The next segment is right away with his banjos from mm-hmm. the fine art. And I see a connection there because some of those banjos are art.
Are beautiful.
Like they're
mm-hmm.
the craftsmanship, the way that they're made and everything are really interesting. Some other celebrity collections include Quentin Tarantino as vintage board games.
Okay.
That's the first cool thing I've ever heard about Quentin Tarantino.
Right?
That's the first cool, interesting
cool
thing
hobby.
I've ever heard about
him. I'm not going
to lie. Amanda Seyfried collects taxidermy animals. I've actually heard that one a lot.
I have heard that one a lot, too. It's kind of a macabre collection. Yeah.
Martha Stewart has collected baskets for as long as she can remember.
Of course she
has. Since she was like a little kid,
that
she's collected baskets.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much weird things. It's just odd things to me. And there is a difference between odd and weird to
me. Baskets are an equalizing kind of item, right? Like, it doesn't matter if you're poor or you're rich. You've come across baskets.
When I was a kid, I don't know why or don't I didn't know a lot. I don't remember hearing a lot of people collecting things.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was the one example of this. And I've mentioned many times her Coca-Cola collection items and stuff. But before that, and she stopped doing this a while back, but she used to collect matchbooks.
Okay.
And I thought that was so, she had a them lined up and everything in a poster kind of thing.
Oh, sure.
And they were from all over the country. And every time she was a military
brat. At a hotel,
brat.
She would
so
take a matchbook.
So as a kid, she started collecting them as a kid and mm-hmm. just, you know, kind of kept doing it. And I always thought that was a really cool thing to do.
Yeah.
And really, but it's not as rare as I thought it was.
A lot of people did that because they made novelty matchbooks and
mm-hmm.
they made it so that it was a collectible thing. And it's a cheap thing to make and produce and give away. So
I like the idea of that.
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize this, but I kind of collect movie posters.
You kind of do.
I've got a ton of them. Yeah, when I worked at for a long time Rapids residents out there, I worked at Deja Vu Video, my first real job. KFC was one of my first real jobs. I look at this very differently as far as making a paycheck and getting cash, you know,
sure.
on the side or whatever. But when it comes to that Deja Vu Video, I worked at for a long time, and when we were they're done with posters, they just didn't want them, so they let me keep them. Every once in a while, there was one somebody wanted, but for the most part, I just collected them, and I've been kind of collecting them ever since.
Right.
But nowadays, I would go online. I wouldn't know where else to go to get posters. And we've lost a lot of the art of movie posters.
Sure.
They've gotten really boring or really CGI or, you know, I'm a fan of the created poster, the setting it up, setting the movie up, using it as another opportunity to set up the movie. I think a great example is the Star Wars New Hope, where you've got the young Anakin and in the shadow it's Darth Vader.
Sure.
His shadow is Darth Vader.
Sure.
Like, that is just a loose example of setting you up for what this movie and this next three movies is going to
be about. Yeah.
I think there's an art to movie posters, and especially the good ones.
Yeah.
Look at almost any Humphrey Bogart movie.
Yeah, sure.
Almost any of the Humphrey Bogart movies, every single one of them, oh, man. And I'll admit, my Aunt Nay, she had these up in her apartment and everything. And I'd come in, and the first thing you see is Young Frankenstein or the Maltese Falcon or something like that. And I don't know. I think they're art when they're done right.
Yeah.
Nowadays, they've gotten really lazy.
A lot of times, they're not nowadays. They're just made to fill that frame.
It'd be cool to see us get back to that. I understand that a lot of when you're looking at your budget and you're looking at where to save money,
movie posters
are probably where they're cutting. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and may have a special guest joining us. We'll see coming up on the morning show here at WFHR.
Let's go.
Welcome back, everyone.
Coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day.
We appreciate you hanging out with us on this Thursday. Thanks so much for joining us. Wrapping up the show here. Appreciate you guys out there. Want to say a big shout out to not only the best listeners in radio, but all of our sponsors, Denise and the Southwick County Humane Society, everybody for being here. It's been a fun show. I can only think of one way to make it funner, a special guest. A special guest joining us right now. We have exclusively, we were able to hammer this one down. We have
Seth, a tough call.
Seth from Lunch by the River joining us. Seth, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I mean, we just got set up down here, everyone. We're set up on the path, the walking path here, looking right at the stage. Manic on Tuesday is setting up right now. You maybe can hear the sound check going on.
Mm-hmm.
We're right next to the heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce here. We got our food trucks getting set up, getting ready to go here. Very exciting. The weather couldn't be nicer, everyone. It is fantastic out here right now.
Yeah. Get on down there, everybody. Check it out. Got some great food down there. We want you to stop on by the booth and say hi, of course, and check out some of that great music. And Seth, when you get a chance, may try to scoot over there. Try to get some information from them. Try to get them on the air with us.
I'll do it when they're trying to break down and get out of here as quick as they can. I'll say, excuse me, can you?
Yes. Yes. That's a perfect timing. Yes. The weather's perfect down there, too, it looks like.
It is, absolutely. There's very little wind. It's not too hot, not too humid. I mean, perfect day to spend for lunch outside. And don't forget, everyone, we'll be broadcasting live from 11:30 to 12:30 on WIRI as well. So if you can't make it, of course, we invite everyone down here if they can make it. But if not, come on down, come and listen on 105.5. And we'll keep you covered on what's happening.
Laura and Seth will have that for you in just a little bit. Be on the lookout for that. Be listening for it.
Mm-hmm.
And Seth, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Hey, no problem. Come on down, everyone. We'll see you later.
Get on down there. Join Seth and the gang at Lunch by the River. They're down there right now, 11:30 to 1. You will get on over to Veterans Memorial Park. That is where you are going to be. Now, I say, why not stop at over by Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market?
Sure. Stop at the Farmers Market first. It's open now.
Mm-hmm.
And Lunch by the River doesn't start till 11:30. So, you know, browse. Take
nice.
A minute.
Nice.
Enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Buy some jam. Mm.
Oh, good idea. Yeah.
Right? Get some fancy jam.
Great pull.
Why not?
Go ahead, get down there to buy local, support local, support our vendors, our
support
ag industry.
Support your local jam maker.
And then get on down there and bring your appetite to Lunch by the River.
Yeah, and you're literally going to be surrounded by food trucks. So bring your appetite.
Get on down there and check out some of our great local food. Also, say hi to the chamber. You get a chance, everybody.
Please. Thumbs up to Lacey.
Yeah, our friends over there working really hard.
Yeah.
And of course, want to say a big thank you to our co-sponsor partners over there.
Paper City Savings Bank. Yeah.
Laura, I also wanted to make sure that we made time to touch on an event coming up in Stevens Point that I thought was a kind of fun one. And it's a little bit in your wheelhouse
A little bit. EgoCon is an annual fan-run, non-for-profit, local, one-day family event for fans, for fans and by fans of Doctor Who, fantasy, sci-fi, and board dice games. It is on Saturday, August 16th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Springville Sports Barn, 2811 Plover Springs Road in Plover, Wisconsin.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. A Doctor Who convention. That's kind of cool.
It's a fantasy sci-fi convention right there in Plover for all of you folks who are into that. Ew. And I happen to be one of them. Admission is $10 for an adult, $5 for ages 12 and under. And there will be vendors, special guests, discussions, games, and a charity auction.
Wish them a good time with that. That's going to be a lot of fun. That'll be cool. And anything that's raising money for charity is always a fun idea and stuff, too. Yeah, a great one. That's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is Downtown Farmers Market going on today, Laura, but also on Saturdays.
Yes. The Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market, you can find it at 220 First Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. Until October 11th, they'll still be going on, and they're open Thursdays and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Head on over there, everybody. Buy local, support local. Support our good friends at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center.
Yeah.
Grab your lawn chair and some sunscreen and enjoy NEPCO Lakes Centennial Bash.
Mm-hmm.
It's on this Saturday, noon to 5.
Yeah, they're going to have it at the Lake NEPCO Shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come rain or shine, this event will be going on. One of our favorite bands, Southbound, going to be down there. No cover charge, raffle baskets, cash bar, beer and wine. They're going to have air painting, food trucks, face painting, family activities, something for everybody, and encourage you to bring, whether it's you and your friends or you and the family, come on down. Celebrate a centennial. We don't get to do that very often.
Yeah, a NEPCO Lake Centennial Bash.
That's pretty cool.
That's really cool. And Southbound is really cool.
Oh, so. I love that band. Yeah. Love them. And you Bluegrass. See them doing a lot of different stuff and a lot of different local nonprofit events around here. They are one of those bands that is quick to, hey, what do you need? We can help.
Yep.
Appreciate them a lot. Great guys to work with. Yeah. Great people to work with.
Yep. Good dudes.
Enjoy the NEPCO Lake Centennial Bash this Saturday, noon to 5, over at NEPCO Lake Shelter at 1410 Griffith Avenue. A big shout out to our friends at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center and everybody involved with that one. That's going to be a fun event.
Indeed.
Also wanted to remind everybody that it is Thursday, so that means that, of course, we have a Focus Neighborhood Meals available today.
That is right.
Meals are served every Thursday, 4:30 to 5:45, closed on holidays. The dining room opens at 4:15. You can head on over there about 4-ish, and you should be fine.
Sure.
You'll enter through the pantry doors with a small waiting area for your convenience.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd like to find out more, you can reach out to them at 715-422-1980, 422-1980.
Mm-hmm.
Focus Neighborhood Meals available every Thursday, again, 4:30 to 5:45 at 2321 West Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. Big shout out to our friends at Focus.
Absolutely.
And our friends at Sparhawk Trucking.
Mm-hmm. For giving them the space, yeah.
It's really, really above and beyond what Sparhawk does over there. They have in the past. They don't advertise with us right now, but I will always mention them because of what they do for this community and our the food insecurities and our hunger, isn't it? Yeah, it's really incredible what they do.
Yeah, it is.
We got an incredible, incredible Rapids report lined up today. Laura did
a great job.
You had a nice production dive day, or a really good setup.
I do what I can.
We got Jen McNally, our good friend, natural resource groundwater educator with UW Extension, coming in today. We'll be hanging out with her.
We love it when Jen comes in.
And we're going to be talking with Lori from Jeremiah's Crossing. We kind of get
so
to do
excited.
This. At least once a year, we talk with Jeremiah's Crossing.
And I love what Jeremiah's Crossing does, so I'm really excited to give them another platform.
And Lori's great.
Don't they have an event coming up on Sunday?
Sure do. The 17th Annual Family Fun Fest is coming up this Saturday. It's a car show going on over at Dexter Park from 9 to 3. Be sure to check that out. And they also have the very next day their 17th Annual Family Fun Fest.
They're having an open house at Jeremiah's Crossing on Sunday, and the car show is all their proceeds will go to Jeremiah's Crossing. Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Couple of great
If you
want
to learn more about what Jeremiah's Crossing is, visit jeremiahscrossing.org. It's a really, really cool organization.
Yeah, they do some great stuff. Also encourage you to listen to the Rapids Report. We'll be discussing what they do and those events.
Exclusive, intensely.
We will be doing that and looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And yes, again, reminder everybody that our WFHR newsletter is about an hour away from hitting the hot off the presses for you, right into your email box. Get on over to WFHR.com, sign on up for that newsletter. Keep in mind, if you go to WFHR.com, straight up just WFHR.com, you will be able to slide down a little bit to the right and see our shows.
There they are.
You can go there and check out previous shows. You can share them on social media. We greatly encourage you to do that and appreciate you doing that because you guys are a big part of our advertisers. We appreciate you spreading the word about our shows and helping us continue to do the work that we're doing around here.
And thank you for listening.
Yeah, really do appreciate it. Tomorrow, Seth and I are being hanging out. We'll get you ready for the weekend. Not only will we have 3 days to cover for our birthday and anniversary club, so get us those birthdays and anniversaries.
Yes.
This is a nice last reminder. You're welcome. No, I'm kidding. I need it as much as you do. And we're going to make somebody a star of the day, get some free Culver's to somebody with our star of the day. We're looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, tomorrow we'll have a Playmakers episode for you. Seth will be joining me for that, and we're going to bring Michael in a little bit. We got some fun stuff we're doing with Playmakers.
Fantastic.
Great show today, Laura.
Thank you. You too.
You be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.